Tony, let me ask you a question. Many of our listeners, of course, are familiar with Radio Nederland, but they're not familiar with RNTC, which of course stands for Radio Netherlands Training Center. Can you tell us a little bit about the training center and how it all began?
Yeah, certainly. We go back actually a long way. We were established in 1968 as part of the idea really to support a lot of countries that were becoming independent, particularly in Africa. And they were setting up their own media organizations, and they needed skilled media people to work for those organizations. And that was the thinking behind the establishment of RNTC. And we started running courses from 1969 onwards. And initially, they were very much professional courses directed at giving people professional knowledge and skills to work in the media. And gradually, through the years, it became more, if you like, development-oriented, in the sense that we wanted to make certain that the types of things they were doing in RNTC courses were relevant to topics, subjects, issues in their own countries. So rather than coming here and making stories about clogs and windmills, maybe it's better, for instance, to focus on issues that are important to you, which could be some of the themes that we now include, for instance, good governance, social conflict and cohesion. We've got courses devoted to water, for instance, the water issues. We've got courses devoted to international justice. As you may know, The Hague is the sort of center of international justice, The Hague in the Netherlands. So having a course which looks at the institutions of international justice and thinks about how journalists can cover issues to do with international justice, that's also very much part of what RNTC now does these days. But our basic commitment to people working in the media is the same. We're still focusing on journalists, on program makers, on managers within media organizations, and on people who are also training or educating people, either students who are going to work in the media sector or people who are already working in the media sector who need mid-career training and so forth. And we're still very much targeting that same group, but the content of our courses, of course, has changed over the years.